Now, I try to be kind of measured with this stuff, with the stuff that Boone says. It's driven many of you nuts for a long time. Last night bothered me, and I had to unload. I just can't take it anymore. I don't want to hear things that no longer describe even remotely what I'm watching. And we got that last night. Didn't like it. He's got to stop doing that. But obviously, Volpe's got to start playing better. Peraza, get rid of him. He stinks. He's never going to hit. And listen, I know that the Yanks are going to make moves, but that's not what this is about. This is not about overreact. Although, I don't know if you can really overreact to a late July, you know, first game, big series against a team that just punked you four straight last month. And now, you know, you go into the series three games behind. I don't think that's like, you know, going nuts if the Mets lost to the Rockies on April 13th or the Yankees lost to the White Sox on April 27th. Like, we're allowed to get a little worked up now. And we are. I know it's going to get better from a personnel perspective. There are multiple players coming. And if they don't, then Cashman, woof. I don't really get encouraged by stuff that I'm going to read to you here. I saw Buster only had a tweet a couple hours ago. All right, so Yanks are four games behind the Jays. We know that. Lead the wild card race by two. He tweets something worth remembering down the stretch. Per Fangraphs, they have the easiest remaining schedule of any American League team. This is how they wrap up the season starting September 15th. So from September 15th to the end of the season, they've got three at Minnesota who are going to trade players, and they're not even good now. Four at Baltimore, who stinks. Three with the White Sox, stinks. Three more with Baltimore, stinks. All right, so great. You know what that means to me today? Nothing. Because one thing that I've been saying for a while, whether it's, you know, during the Nick playoff run or anything with any of our teams, don't tell me about the weaknesses of the other teams or circumstances like schedules. Tell me what we have with Team X that should embolden me to think they can win the Super Bowl, they can win the NBA championship, they can win the World Series. And, you know, and I love Buster, but like the tweet, like, all right, fantastic. Wow, awesome. Okay, great. They play terrible teams down the stretch. Yay. But it doesn't matter if, like, the fundamental issue with the team is not addressed. And for me, that is my issue. And right now, the fundamental issue with the Yankees, I'm not even going to say defense on the left side. That's too easy. I'm going to say a lack of accountability, an acceptance of substandard play. You say, well, they, you know, they don't accept it. They push back behind closed doors. Great. Sit somebody. That tells me you're really not accepting it, you know? I'm going to get Sean in Norwood, BT and Sal on the Fan. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, BT. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, pal. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the obvious problem. Volpe, and I've been saying this from day one, his rookie season, the kid has a noodle for an arm. He is not a major league shortstop. And on top of it, now he's got the yips. You can see it a mile away. His arm angle's dropping. He's throwing two seamers and sinkers over to first base, and it's a big problem. He's lucky he doesn't have 16, 17 errors right now. Goldschmidt has saved him.
Yes.
So many balls that he's dug out of the dirt.
I agree.
That is a problem. And I don't want to hear that they should move him to second base. What are you going to do? Move Jazz to another position? We got one of the best second basemen in the league. Yeah. And what you're going to weaken two positions.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Yankee way, and it's Cashman. It's a big problem. From an offensive standpoint, the kid thinks he's A-Rod. He has got to level out a swing. He's swinging uphill. He gets beat on the high fastball every at-bat. And he has no approach. He's not disciplined. He swings at pitches out of the zone constantly. They set him up with the soft stuff low and outside, and then they pump the high fastball. He swings underneath it every time.
And he either misses it or he fouls it back. I've been saying this for a long time, Sean. Like, you know, I get it. Sometimes we're just going to rail on a situation, but you know, I prefer to at least try to give you a solution or at least to clearly identify what the hell's wrong. You know? And then I'll rant and rave about it if I have to. But I said for a while that Volpe's approach, I mean, just do a search on social media. I brought this up a while ago. Like his approach is backwards. And A-Rod said that the other day, and I obviously agree. I was saying the same thing a while ago, you know? And it's just, you know, when you're a 5'11-ish, 180-ish, that's not the swing that you should have. Not when you run a 6'5", 60. And if you don't know if that's fast, trust me, that's really fast. Really fast. So there's so many things wrong with him. And what, you know, Volpe's right now, there's so many things that they need to clean up. But I do think it's got to start on the most basic level. And that's just being honest with your fan base, which having some transparency, when you're honest with us, because think about this. One of the things the managers, they going back to Billy Martin, you name Miller Huggins, I'm sure, even when there was just the print media back in the day, Casey Stengel. Like, the media has always been a way for a coach or manager to kind of further amplify their message. It's almost like their megaphone, you know? And when you crush a like Billy Martin, that might light a fire, and that's obviously what he's going for, and it worked with Reggie, you know? But so I know that that's not going to happen, and that's certainly not called for here with Volpe. It's not a lack of effort. But when you say things like he's fine, it's 2 or 3 plays, he's still elite, that is just a lie. That is not an accurate depiction of what's going on. And to me, it's a disservice to the player. BT and Sal on the Fan.